Nolte, Kamala's lead in Minnesota cut in half after Walz's VP pick. By John Nolte on August 31, 2024. Since choosing Minnesota Governor Tim Stoll and Valerie Walz as her running mate, incumbent Vice President Kamala Harris has seen her lead in Minnesota cut in half. Back in July, just after Kamala's coup successfully drove his fraudulency Joe Biden out of the presidential race, Kamala enjoyed a 10-point lead over former President Trump. A KTSP/Survey USA poll had Kamala sitting comfortably at 50% support to Trump's 40%. Much has happened since that poll was taken between July 23 to 25. Namely, she chose Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. She also enjoyed a four-day campaign commercial known as a convention and saw it backed by billions and billions of dollars in free corporate media propaganda. And yet, this same KTSP/Survey USA poll, taken after the convention, between August 27 to 29, now finds Kamala is only up by 5 points. She's under 50 with 48% support, while Trump sits at 43%. After what many consider a successful Democratic National Convention in Chicago where Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz launched their campaign as running mates, our new KSTP/Survey USA poll shows Harris' lead in Minnesota cut in half from a month ago. According to our poll, Harris now leads Republican Donald Trump by 5 points, 48% to 43%, with 4% preferring another candidate and 5% undecided. Last month, Harris, in her first appearance in our poll as the Democratic presidential nominee, had a 10-point lead, 50% to 40%. What's especially interesting is that in the Real Clear Politics average poll of Minnesota polls, Trump is only down 5.5 points in Minnesota. Against Biden, Trump was down only 3 points. There is an informed school of thought that once this race levels out, the Trump v. Harris polls will look a lot like the Trump v. Biden polls before Biden's disastrous debate dropped the bottom out of his campaign. Trump was beating Biden before that debate. Another state to watch for this possibility is Virginia. Prior to the debate, the race between Trump and Biden was close to tied. Since Kamala's successful coup, we only have 2 polls out of Virginia, both of which show Kakalee McNever Borders are up by only 3 points. Virginia's governor belies the race in Virginia is in play. The latest public poll has Kamala up a bit, but in the margin of error, so Virginia is competitive. Let's be serious, Glenn Youngkin, RVA, said during a Wednesday interview with Fox News' Brian Kilmeade. And the fact that we're having this conversation that Virginia is competitive when Joe Biden won by 10 points in 2020 is stunning, and I think it's reflective of the fact that key issues on voters' minds are the economy and the border. If Minnesota and Virginia are in play, and that looks more likely than not, Harris will have to pull a perfect inside straight flush to win in November, while Trump enjoys all kinds of pathways. Harris-Walz surrogate, Walz doesn't need to clarify claims about rank. This is an issue of truth versus lies. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.